With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. 2 years after a record warm winter, growers across the state are experiencing a record cold winter and waiting to see how the forecast plays out.
You know, from the standpoint of a cherry grower, we're the furthest behind that we've ever been, and this has been the coldest winter that we've had on record.
Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thirlby says here we are in the second week of March with little change.
As an example, the Tri-Cities, we measure something that are called degree units. And it starts from January 1st, and it's like every day or every hour and every day over 43 degrees becomes a degree unit. So this year we're at 99. This is for instance, the Tri-Cities, which is the warmest part of the state of Washington. We're at 99, and last year we were at 321 at this time. And last year was very warm winter and spring all the way around, but normal is 275.
But Thirlby says the cold winter doesn't mean growers have been left with nothing to do.
If you're a modern day producer of tree fruit, you're actually out there in the middle of the snow and you're pruning your trees and getting them trimmed down so you end up with fruit that meets the market's expectations. So the pruning deal has actually, and they're still pruning. I mean, it's so cold, there's a ton of time for pruning. There's no flowers opening up over here. We're not even close.
Tune in tomorrow for more on what the growers are expecting from their record-setting winter. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.